Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I didn't know this is a forum online, that the frequent flyers forum. I probably should have figured there was one. I had no idea that there
did
was.
Did you not get the invite?
I did not.
What's going on?
Starting to feel like maybe I'm not a frequent enough flyer.
You got to get that figured out, BJ.
Yeah, I thought I was the guy, but well, I have to say, though, I surely could join this forum because they're saying what I'm saying, man, as they talk about the things that annoy them the most. So these are frequent flyers, and they know how to fly.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, and
what constitutes a frequent flyer? Once a month?
Maybe. That's a good question, actually.
I think if you're part of someone's frequent flyer program where you are, like, considered, like, with Alaska, if you fly 20,000 more miles, you're an MVP. That's the first step up, means that you fly a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's say 20,000 or more a year you do, that makes you a relatively frequent flyer, according to Alaska. And you start getting benefits. So we'll just say that. So I'm that. I was a 40,000er, but then COVID happened. I was an MVP, but MVP gold.
Oh, see, now I'm a 50,000er. I don't know what that means.
Oh, dude, you're better than me now because you're still a gold and I'm not. I'm just regular MVP.
To be fair, it's going to change because Lily doesn't live across the country anymore.
Oh, boy.
So when I was
to send her to, like, you know, Czechoslovakia so you get these miles.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, it was funny, actually. There was a flight attendant when I went and dropped her off in Tucson, and I just flew there and back to drop her off. And she was like, oh, she saw me on the flight back. And she's like, oh, are you just flying for miles today? And I was like, people do that?
Yeah.
Apparently, people just, like, take trips and they fly to cities to just get their status quo up. And I'm like, people are rich enough to do that?
My father,
not enough time to do that.
That's the thing. My father-in-law, he's retired, and there's been a couple of times where he's literally taken, like, day trips or, like, one overnight trip to Hawaii just because they needed the miles.
That's a frequent flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
Right? And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Alaska may be they maybe do this. They started getting hip to that, and they just said, look, how about you just pay us this much money and we'll give you the miles? And then we don't have to have you get on the plane.
They're not stuck with you on the plane and your self-important attitude, because I fly a lot. Give me my towel.
They give you towels?
Okay, what?
Don't they?
Yeah, they used to anymore.
Because we're planning on a trip to Orlando for, you know, to take Tatum to Peppa Pig Land in October. And we're like, you know, we needed, like, we couldn't afford first class. We were like, let's do the premium.
Premium thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Premium's good.
And I was like, oh, man, I wish we could do first class. I'm like, it's pretty much the same thing. She's like, well, you don't get the towels and all that. And I'm like, I'll buy a couple of towels. I'll just run some hot water on them and I'll hand one to you. Then problem solved.
I'll breathe on them so they get warm.
Yeah.
With your hot water.
Like, we don't drink, but yeah, you still get free alcohol in the premium thing.
Yep.
Like, what do you want?
What do you want?
Wow. Well, you get warm nuts. You get the.
I got some of that for it, too.
Oh, I bet you do. Dang.
These nuts.
That just happened. Wow. Yeah, don't forget, they also give you the nice snacks. You get the warm meal.
I could bring some snacks.
Yeah, but these are snacks. Okay, these are super snacks.
Whatever they got, I could do as well.
And you get the big seat. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, but then you can't sit all three of us in one row.
I guess the baby and the mommy are going to have to be in their own row, and then you get to sleep in another row.
You know what? First class does sound pretty awesome, BJ.
Oh, darn.
I can't help you. I'm over here at the 3F. Yeah. That's you're at 1A.
That's a terrible way to start a vacation.
Yeah,
though.
we really right? should have. We should have strategized this before you damn really it put down. Wow, great first class.
And start selling some stuff on eBay.
Yeah. Oh man.
We upgraded.
By the way, I think everybody in first class would love, in case, just because is this the first time your baby's flown?
Yes.
And look, the pressure change, I mean, you just never know how it's going to affect the kid. And at least the first classers usually are very happy that you baby people go outside of first class.
Well, then they're going to love that we're the row right behind first class.
Yeah, that's a pro.
Suck it. Baby people.
Yeah, which means if you have the last row in first class, you're like, gosh, I'm never taking the last row in first class ever again. Baby boy over here. We had no idea baby they would be this boy close to us.
You're supposed to be in the back of the plane with your kids.
I'll tap on that person's shoulder. Quiet down if you give me your warm nuts.
Whoa. Wow, that, yeah. You know what? You shouldn't say that too loudly.
Now you're tackled by the air marshal.
Yeah. Oh, air marshal. All right. I had a wonderful story to tell you, but we were too busy just really talking about how bad first class is and don't ever do it.
Okay. We'll get back to it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later, but the Frequent Flyer Club, it's nice to know they have a forum and I'm going to join it. We have more important news. I don't know if you realize this, but Macho Man Randy Savage. This is important news. We might be the only radio station in the country that will lead with this very important news.
This is today's top story.
Yeah, okay. you might wonder, anybody at your show a wrestling fan? No.
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
That's why when someone's like, hey, why'd you guys change it from news and sports, the segment, to the Migs Report? This is the example.
This is the reason.
That makes sense, actually.
This is the top story.
This is news and sports.
You're not hoping to be informed about anything that you could discuss in an intelligent manner. This is not the place to be.
Oh, you never know.
But you may not have known this. Macho Man Randy Savage is trending on social media, even though he passed away over 11 years ago. And yeah, he's trending for the most random reason. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs Report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, partnering up with Mary's Place. Why? Because we got to get those kicks on them kids. Kids are going back to school, and Mary's Place takes care of a bunch of kids that don't have homes, and those kids also really don't have the greatest pair of sneakers that they can wear to school. And, you know, look, you remember what it's like. You don't want to feel different. You don't want to feel odd when you go to school. You want to feel like you fit in, and having great kicks, that helps you get there, and you can help them get there.
Yeah, 200 kids that are in shelter over at Mary's Place, and they want to take care of all those kids. Last year, we were able to make it happen, and hopefully this year, the Rockaholics will step up once again. $50 buys a pair of sneakers for a child.
Do it!
$100 for a teenager. Like I said, last year, the Rockaholics stepped up, and they already are this year as well. Over $4,000 raised. Our goal is $20,000, though, so we've still got some work to do, but thanks to people like our friend Sue Ring donated $100. Patrick Kelly donated $50.
Thanks, Patrick.
A few anonymous donors as well. That was pretty awesome. Steve and Diane donated $500 to the cause, which I think is just incredible.
All right, Steve and Diane, just a couple of kids living in the heartland.
And always love to give a shout out to Alex Altizer from Eastside Exterminators donating $1,000 to help put brand new sneakers on kids in need.
Every dollar counts. It doesn't matter. Even if it is a dollar, really, it all adds up. If everybody does that, we're going to get to our goal. If you really are tight on cash, then how about you just share our links on your socials? Maybe your friends could help out. So you can get that info, plus donate at KISW.com.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks a lot, Tigers, for giving us the Migs Report. And today, go play in the sand.
Yeah.
It's National Play in the Sand Day.
Oh.
Danny, you can do it. You live on West Seattle.
Yeah, I can go to Alki in a second.
Does kinetic sand count? Because we play with that kinetic sand all the time
in
my house.
Does. It really does. That stuff is fantastic. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like it better than Play-Doh. That's a hot take, I know. But
whoa!
No, actually, that's true.
Yeah.
That tracks with me 100%.
Play-Doh gets annoying after a while.
Oh,
stuck in your fingertips.
It gets hard really fast.
Pardon me? We're still talking about Play-Doh, guys.
Okay, yeah, Play-Doh.
All right,
yeah.
There we go. Also, then sometimes all the different colors get mixed together.
Oh, that's just, I mean, nightmare.
This is the great brown Play-Doh.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's like, we have, I think, red, blue, and then various versions of brown. And then also today, it's National Hip Hop Day, so I don't know, listen to some hip hop.
Nice.
DJ.
Hooray.
All right.
Oh.
I mean, you don't have to tell Sarah that twice.
I think you should listen to OPP. I think that's like Naughty by Nature. That should be your jam.
Yeah,
today.
You know me.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
But today, BJ, you're the only person on our show that can celebrate a certain day that's happening today.
Oh, finally, my day.
What do you think it is?
National Super Awesome While Your Coworkers Are Jerks Day.
Wrong.
National Serial Killers Day?
Oh, I know you went to Green River over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to go back to your old stomping grounds.
Thank you.
But, wrong. Vicky, what do you think it is? Only BJ on the show can celebrate today.
National Being Your 60s Day?
Wrong.
No.
I mean, no.
All right, Danny.
National Dinosaur Day?
No.
Oh.
It's National Anteater Day, guys.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It's not.
Wow.
It's National Son and Daughter Day.
Oh, that's right. I'm the only one that does have a son and a daughter. You're right. Okay.
Wow. That is National Son and Daughter Day.
That does sort of like keep a lot of people out if you happen to just have like a lot of sons and a lot of daughters.
Yeah. What are you going to do for them today?
It's my day.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No, it's your day. Oh, son and daughter.
You're celebrating your son and your daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to do something for them.
If I have to do something for them, then actually this is a day for all sons and daughters, not just because I have a son and daughter.
Well, let's not get too crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, I mean, are you celebrating me or celebrating them?
Well, we're kind of celebrating you by celebrating them. Without them, there is no you.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Huh? No, that's wrong.
I think, you know what? If you'd like, sir, you could go back and reread this.
Without them, there is no today
I think
for you
that
to celebrate.
Steve, it's a day for everybody. You're everyone's a son.
Fine, let's all celebrate, you bastard.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the day is. Look, if I can't be celebrated, then it's not my day.
All right, fine. I didn't think it through.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
I found some ideas to spend time with your children. Your children out to a movie. Meet up for a stroll through the park.
Yeah.
Sit down at the dinner table and really listen to what they have to say.
We could put Netflix on in the other room. You guys could stroll around the office and you could get all that stuff done.
Did Vicky just have to look at that up? Things to do with your kids?
I wanted to see who was right. Is it really celebrating the kids? Wow. Is it celebrating the parents? Is it celebrating both?
Yeah. I feel bad for her, for little baby G. I was like, hey, sis, I want to do something fun with you today. Hold on, let me Google what fun things we can do. Big sister and little brother.
Not sure what to do for you.
That's how I found out rock climbing is in Everett.
Wikipedia. So today I go on Twitter and you always check like what's trending and see what's going on. Maybe you miss something in the news. You're like, okay, what are people talking about?
Yeah.
The top thing that's trending here in the United States, Macho Man. I'm like, what in the hell is
really?
I'm like, is it the Village People song?
Then
I first thought as a wrestling fan, Macho Man Randy Savage, and that's exactly it. Oddly enough, there's a video of him on the Arsenio Hall show, and I remember this man, this makes me feel old. Back in 1992, he was on the show.
Wow.
In full getup with the crazy hat, the sunglasses.
That's 30 years ago, Steve.
I know, dude. He even had his wrist taped, like he was going into a fight, into a match. And you're like, why do you have your wrist taped for an interview with Arsenio Hall? But I mean, it's just a pretty, he's got his title on, he's just looking great.
Yeah.
But the reason why it's gone viral is because of some words of wisdom that he gave to Arsenio Hall. And I thought it was fun to share because Arsenio asked him, hey, Macho Man, since you are the Macho Man, do you ever cry? And this is his answer.
Your middle name is Macho. I'm wondering if you ever cry. You ever had a Macho Man ever cry?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's okay for Macho Men to show every emotion available right there, you know, because I've cried 1,000 times, I'm going to cry some more.
Yeah.
But I've soared with the eagles and I've slithered with the snakes and I've been everywhere in between. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There's one guarantee in life, and that there are no guarantees. Yeah. And I understand this. Yeah. Nobody likes a quitter. Nobody said life was easy. So if you get knocked down, take the standing eight count, get back up and fight again. And you're a macho maniac. Dig it.
Dig it.
And that's him subdued.
Yeah.
Like, that's chill, Macho Man. There's another guarantee in life. That cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yes, that's another guarantee.
Yeah. I can only imagine, like, Arsenio Hall is like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah, that's...
Macho Man was a legend.
But people... So people really digging the message about, like, Macho Man can cry? I guess...
Yeah, underneath all the Macho Man-isms, it's like, hey, dude, no matter how, quote-unquote, tough you are, it's still cool to cry.
By the way...
okay to cry.
Kim, let's give him a little... As much as I hate to give him credit, this is 30 years ago where, you know, being a man and being macho meant you didn't cry. And so that was pretty revolutionary, I think, for him, who was the macho character, to come out, you know, and say something like that. That's just, you almost wouldn't expect him to say something like that because maybe his fan base would hate him.
And that's funny because that seems to be why it's trending right now. A lot of people are like, this is just insane that many years ago, back in the early 90s, the Macho Man was a better example of being a positive dude than some of the dudes these days.
Truth.
Hell yeah.
Dig it!
The cream rises to the top, BJ.
And again, though, like I said, cocaine is also a wonderful drug.
thinking.
That's the one thing we don't remember about those days.
There we go from that, a good feel-good story, to this story that just makes you want to just question this person as a parent.
Okay.
So an Ohio woman was just arrested because, well, her six-year-old boy was caught drinking a Smirnoff Ice inside of a gas station. 6 years old. The woman's name is Victoria. She's been charged with child endangering and contributing to the delinquency of a child. The gas station employee, thankfully, who saw this, Olivia, she's the one that called the police, and here she is talking about that.
My coworker was like, is he drinking a beer? And I look, and I was like, oh, he is. So I opened the door, and I said, do you know that you're drinking a beer? And he said, yep, this is me and my mommy's favorite beer. We drink it all the time. So I just instantly, I knew, like, give me my phone. I'm calling 911.
Dude, and apparently the kid is a very giving kid because he offered a drink of his Smirnoff to one of the customers. Like, would you like a swig of my Smirnoff ice?
Sharing.
Now, the police arrived and questioned the mom. And the mom's like, look, it was just an accident. That we don't drink this together. And I guess they apparently drove off. But then the deputy swung by later on in the day to be like, let's just do a wellness check on this kid. To which they show up. That same boy is outside on a scooter drinking another Smirnoff ice.
Wow.
And that's when she got arrested.
Wow, she really is. Happy National Sons and Daughters Day, Mommy.
What a dip ass.
I mean, look, she's celebrating the day, giving the kid a beer. I mean, come on. That's just not how you celebrate
the day. That's Mommy and I's favorite drink.
Yeah, that's...
No. We don't do that. And then this shows up and he's crushing a Smirnoff.
Wow. 6 years old?
Six.
Yeah, that's... Boy, how do you think... It just is amazes. It amazes me, like, you think that's a good idea. Like, you think that's okay for the kid to have that.
Infuriating.
Wow.
All right, let's talk some good news.
Oh, really?
Yesterday? 43,000 Mariner fans. Okay, maybe some Yankee fans are part of that 43,000. Those were a little disappointed by the end of that game, but they showed up in the middle of the day at 1 o'clock for a big game between the Seattle Mariners and the New York Yankees. It was looking good for Robbie Ray's pitching great. The Mariners are up 1-0. The next thing you know, Aaron Judge is like, go F yourselves. Hits his major league leading 45th home run of the season to put the Yankees in the lead. And you're like, oh, man. This one's not going to be the one that we're going to be excited about. We can't celebrate. But then Carlos Santana is up at bat. I think it's the seventh inning. He's 0-17. He's in the middle of a massive slump, BJ.
Yeah.
But what does he do? This.
Santana to right field. Back and bombs away.
The Mariners beat the Yankees 4-3, winning the series again. The last two times they played the Yankees, they beat them in the series, man.
Yeah, that was a big game because didn't he have a no-hitter up until that point?
When Haggerty hit the home run.
That's right. Yeah.
So when Haggerty hit, yeah, you're right. The Mariners hadn't had a hit, and my dude with the worst number hits the home run, and that's the first hit that the Mariners had.
Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, worst number.
Dude,
zero.
I mean, it wasn't looking good because their pitcher was just dominant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as good as Robbie Ray was, you're like, oh, man, though, you know, two runs is respectable, but you know, the other guy, man.
So how about with the Yankees? They have the AL East lead right now. Seattle's got the first AL wild card spot. The teams could meet again in the playoffs. How awesome would it be? You know, we always talk about the history of 95 and all this, and then 2001. Oh. And it's always like the damn Yankees that get in the way at times. And how about this? It could be
the Seattle Mariners
beating the New York Yankees.
That would be fantastic.
I would love to see that.
If they meet in the playoffs, that's what we said. If they meet in the playoffs, let's bounce them the way they bounced us.
I was talking to my buddy Toy last night. He's a fellow Mariners fan. We're just going back and forth just how excited we are right now. And I'm like, all I wish is that we do not have to see the Houston Astros at all in the postseason.
Oh, boy, that, you know, my brain is trying to figure out how that would happen. If it ended today, yeah, then it would have. It's possible. If it ended today, because the Mariners probably wouldn't play them, which means that if the.
But it could be a further in the rounds.
If the Astros lose first round, the first time they play, then you may be right about that. It really depends on how it all works out, but it would be great if the Astros could get beaten by somebody before we face them.
Well, we'll talk more Mariners with our friend Ryan Rowland-Smith, former Mariner, now Root Sports baseball analyst. He's going to be joining us at 8:15 this morning and talking about
the Seattle Mariners.
And dude, I love that kid, that the one that said that, the TikTok video that became so popular.
My buddy Nicky Scarfato.
Yeah, he's... they're going back and forth, the Mariners and him, and the Mariners are sending him a jersey that says Mariners on the back of it. They're like, hey, would you like a jersey? He's like, hell yeah, I would. So I don't know, man. Maybe we could turn this guy into being a Seattle Mariners fan.
Why not?
At least make it his second favorite team. And of course, these people on Twitter are pissed off. They're like, Mariners, what the hell? He's not even a fan of the team. And why don't you give that jersey to someone who needs it?
Oh, really? I know. Really? Do you understand that this guy has become like a celebrity and for the right way? Relax. It's not about just doing the, you know, helping out the, I guess, people that needed people. He's a celeb now.
Yeah,
he's a Seattle celeb.
Now he's got a shirt.
Yeah. And but how cool would it be if he ends up being, like you said, Steve, a Mariners fan because, you know, just because we kill him with kindness? The Seattle Mariners!
We just smother him until he becomes a Mariners fan.
Yeah,
all right.
Why not?
I've never been more excited to play a piece of audio for you guys.
Okay.
Never. I'm not even, all this right. Isn't me trying to be an exaggeration. I'm not kidding you. I have a clip of audio that I didn't even edit down because usually, like, when there's like long pauses, you want to edit things down for just the beauty of just like speeding things up. You know, like that way you get right to the meat of the substance. This has been unedited, BJ, and it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. It was during the Mariners Yankees game. So during the game, I guess the broadcasters were talking to a former player for the Mariners. I think he just had a cup of coffee with the team, but it's Cameron Maybin.
Okay. Yeah. I vaguely remember him.
So he was just talking about the game, and then at some point, the camera during the game was zooming in on a player in the dugout rubbing and scuffing a baseball. So Maybin wanted to like kind of weigh in and share his two cents about rubbing and scuffing a baseball, to which he says, yeah, I've rubbed quite a few balls in my life. After he says that, again, there was no editing on this. So let's just use these next like 20 or so seconds to reflect on life and enjoy the awkward silence as the announcers had nothing to say after Cameron said this.
So, yeah, I rubbed up quite a few balls in my life. Sure, it was a good learning experience. 0-1 on Santana.
Wow, did that... They just left him there. They
sure
they
was
were
a
like learning experience.
For like 18 seconds.
I mean, 18 seconds
of silence.
And then he did respond. I thought for sure it would be like, all right, we're just going to move on to the next thing. But he turned around and responded after 18 seconds of what? Trying not to laugh?
Dude, I feel like they were struggling not to laugh.
That had to be.
All of them.
Oh my gosh, that is
fantastic.
And then
the first thing they say is, sure was a good learning experience.
That's fantastic.
It's the greatest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Cameron.
Cameron needs to come on the show more.
Yeah.
Talk about balls.
Yeah. Talk about that. That's the greatest piece of radio audio, whatever, that they've had.
As far as weather, 79 degrees and sunny. Beautiful day to will not enjoy baseball because the Mariners aren't playing. They don't play again until tomorrow when they head off to Texas to take on the Texas Rangers. Thanks to WWE SmackDown at the Climate Pledge Arena happening on September 9th. Tickets are still available for the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right. What alcoholic spirit is made from fermented molasses?
Oh, crap. Whiskey.
No.
Whiskey. Rum?
Yes.
Oh, even
I didn't know that. And I'm a rum guy. Wow. Thanks, Steve. I'll have to remember that. Could be why it's very high in calories. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. Probably why my doctor doesn't want me to drink a lot of rum because of the sugar.
Truth.
Damn it. We're going to play Beat Migs. We'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.